MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Hydrocarbons are set to meet about three-fourths of the expected 500% surge in power demand from data centers as the AI boom and global economic growth push energy demand accelerating across every dimension, Sultan Al-Jaber, ADNOC chief executive, said on Tuesday. The surge in AI use and the data centers to handle the technologies are set to boost power demand from data centers by 500% by 2040. Soaring power demand means oil and gas will play a major role and supporting the growth for decades, with more than 70% of the energy coming from hydrocarbons. Large oil producers have been warning for years that investment in supply needs to rise to meet the constantly growing global energy demand. Now, the new AI age requires even more investment in energy supply and grids, Al-Jaber said. He said, quote, while we may face headwinds in the months ahead, the long-term outlook shows demand growth for every form of energy across every market. And Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has accused unnamed major grocery chains of failing to inform consumers about a pesticide spray on organic fruits and vegetables. The Attorney General's office is looking into stores that use Produce Max, which is an EPA-registered antimicrobial pesticide. In a release, Paxton said, quote, many Texans choose organic produce specifically to avoid harmful pesticides. It's not only wrong for grocers to mislead consumers about chemicals being sprayed on their food, it may very well be illegal. There should be no shortcuts when it comes to food safety, and my office will ensure that Texas consumers are not misled about the state of the produce they are purchasing. Federal law also allows Produce Max active ingredient, hydrochlorous acid, to be used on organic foods. The Attorney General's office is demanding any Texas grocery stores using the product to post signs informing the product has been sprayed with pesticide and how consumers can rinse it out before eating it. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.